That was Blondish and Steve Appleton with the tune Never Walk Alone. Anna Luno before that with Look My Way from Pearl. I'm DJ Firefly, and you should be able to see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org. Coming up after a short announcement, I'll have Simon Shackleton with the tune House of Mirrors, the Reconstructed Endless Mix. And you're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh.
WRCT
WRCT
Pittsburgh.
We
own
everything.
And your soul is next.
We don't actually have the legal documentation to back that up.
Got it.
If you leave me, I will find more.
Pulling. pero ya peri ya pero una peri la que una naye ya peri ya pero una peri la que una naye ya peri ya pero ya peri ya pero una peri la que una naye
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Just before that announcement, you heard Subarain and Montrouge with Yapele. Heroes before that with Follow. Right now you're listening to Eli Mish with I Told You from the Sunflowers EP. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Let the echo. I took your body's knock.
Dives and Honeycomb with the tune Keep It Simple, the Dive Skull remix. Skeleton before this with Love Enemy, the Spray remix. And coming up next, after a short announcement, I'll have Gaudi with the tune Babylon Flamenco from Bass Sweat and Tears. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
My son, Ricky, took his life by the use of a firearm. It broke me, and I contemplated suicide. My grandson, I was going to have to be here for him. I still own my firearm. I keep it in a safe because I want to keep my grandson and myself safe.
Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Hey! Hello, this is Alex Patterson from the Orb, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh on 88.3 FM. Suckers.
Just before that announcement, you heard Roxanne and John Tejada with the tune Surface. Static Sound System before that with Revolutionary Pilot, the Pete D Mix. Right now you're listening to Darren Tate with the tune Adrift, the LAR Mix. I'm DJ Firefly, this is Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh.
I'm standing out in the rain, tears hiding the pain. My heart is broken in two. I'm on the edge of a cliff, where the lights are adrift. Since I left you, my heart is... Since I left you, my
listening to Jody Wisternoff and the tune Sweetest Thing. MG before this with Groove Rider. And Carlita before that with The Moment featuring SG Lewis from Sentimental. That's about it for me for today. I'm DJ Firefly. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. If you'd like to get in touch with me or if you missed the show, feel free to check out my website at djfirefly.com.
Do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
This is Law and Disorder.
Today on Law and Disorder, we'll discuss a lawsuit that has special meaning this week that we honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
We'll speak with civil rights attorney Flint Taylor about new evidence alleging FBI and NYPD involvement in the assassination of Malcolm X.
We speak with Professor Emeritus from Purdue University, Bill Mullen, on Black resistance to fascism. Bill's written two books, We Charge Genocide, American Fascism and the Rule of Law, and The Black Anti-Fascist Tradition, Fighting Back from Anti-Lynching to Abolition. What Bill has to say is profound. We can't rely on anything but ourselves in the streets, demonstrating from day one.
Stay with us.
I'm New York City attorney and author Michael Stephen Smith.
And I'm New York City attorney and activist Heidi Bogosian.
And I'm Maria Hall, Los Angeles civil rights lawyer. A groundbreaking legal case seeks justice for the family of one of our country's most iconic civil rights leaders, Malcolm X. In an unprecedented lawsuit filed by his daughters, the Shabazz family is challenging the U.S. government, the city of New York, and several high-ranking law enforcement agencies. At the heart of the case is the claim that state actors, including the FBI and NYPD, played an active role in the assassination of Malcolm X on February 22, 1965, and that this involvement has been systematically covered up for decades. This suit, Malcolm X Shabazz et al. Versus USA, not only seeks justice for the wrongful death of Malcolm X, but also aims to hold the government accountable for its complicity in the assassination. The case draws on newly uncovered evidence linking federal agencies to the events surrounding Malcolm X's death, as well as for framing and wrongfully convicting two men who were only recently exonerated in 2021. The legal team behind this case includes civil rights attorneys Benjamin Crump and G. Flint Taylor. If successful, their argument could rewrite the historical narrative surrounding one of our country's tragic and significant moments. At the core of this case is the question, how deep was the state's involvement in silencing Malcolm X? How coordinated was the campaign to prevent the rise of Black leaders? And what has been the scope of the government's role in suppressing movements for racial justice and civil rights, both in the past and in the present day? We're joined by attorney Flint Taylor of the People's Law Office in Chicago. Flint represented the family of Fred Hampton and revealed that the FBI and Chicago Police Department murdered him in 1969. Flint is an editor of the Police Misconduct Law Reporter and is the author of Torture Machine, Racism and Police Violence in Chicago. Flint Taylor, welcome back to Law and Disorder.
Thank you, Maria. It's really nice to be with you and Heidi again, and I'm looking forward to discussing this very important topic.
Well, why don't you start by telling us a little more about the lawsuit filed by the Shabazz family? What are its main objectives, and what are the key claims made against the government and law enforcement agencies?
Well, as you know, it's almost 60 years since the assassination of Malcolm X, and a tremendous amount of evidence, so to speak, has come out over the years, but particularly important evidence came out approximately